What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Man, we are back with another one, and this one is going to be a special one because obviously, last episode I revealed that called it a career as far as football goes, but football gave me so many amazing opportunities and memories and experiences that I'll carry with me forever. But when I really think about my journey and experience at Auburn and what made Auburn special for me, it was the people. It was my teammates. And so it was that locker room and having continuous laughs about any and everything. It was the battles that we had and the wars that we had and the late nights and the early mornings. It was about, you know, the plane rides and the bus trips and staying in the hotel and the moments that really nobody gets to see behind the scenes. And so that's really what made my journey and experience special. And so today I really just want to talk about, you know, some of my favorite teammates, some of the best players I played with and my favorite moments at Auburn. Because a lot of the times I get questions of, who was your favorite teammate? Who was the best player that you've ever played against or with? And so I'm going to answer those questions right here today. So when people hear favorite teammate, they probably think I'm going to name, obviously, the best players that I played with. And honestly, the two don't always coincide with each other because favorite teammate to me has absolutely nothing to do with football. It's really about how you make someone feel, how you were there for somebody, how you picked someone up and encouraged them when they were down. And so that's really what makes a great teammate. Were you accountable? Were you able to hold yourself accountable? Were you able to lead by example? Things of that nature. So that's what made a great teammate to me. And obviously somebody who keeps the locker room alive. Somebody who's always funny, making jokes, making light of every situation. And so for me, two guys come to mind when I think about guys who always kept the locker room alive. Guys who always had everybody laughing, no matter the situation. And for me, that's Malcolm Askew and Daniel Thomas. And honestly, don't let those two even be near each other at all. It's already enough if you got them separated. But them two together was crazy, especially like in a meeting type of setting. It's just so many different stories. Like it was one time we had a compliance meeting, and I think this was about 2018 or 2019. And it was just unreal because, like, DT, if you know DT, anybody who played with Daniel Thomas or DT, like, he's the worst person you could ever be around in a serious moment or serious situation because, like, he makes these faces and he's always, like, making – it's hard to explain, but, like, he's making these faces and it's like, you know, like – and it's like you're not supposed to be laughing and it's just – he's the wrong person to be around. And honestly, for me, Malcolm Askew was – like we two peas in a pod, man. Like we were always connected at the hip at Auburn. And so more times than not, when you saw one, you definitely saw the other. And so he was also another guy who was extremely funny. And honestly, we always talk about like, man, like if TikTok was a thing back when we first got to Auburn, like we would have went so viral and became famous just off of TikTok alone because like we were always clowning around together and having a good time. And so like anybody who's seen us together knew like, it's going to be a time because that's just the kind of relationship we had. And so like when I think about the locker room and the moments and things like that, and like people who just always lighten the load, like pause, one, two, three, people who always lighten the mood, made the experience just so much better, to show up to the locker room every single day, knowing that we got to go to work, but it's going to be a good time. Like those were two guys that definitely come to mind. And as time goes on, you realize that, that chemistry is really important. Like that's what really makes teams great. Like if you can hang out with each other off the field, if you can build that brotherhood, build that camaraderie off the field, it makes that trust on the field even greater and even stronger. Just teammates who hold me accountable and held me accountable. Like teammates who made me better, especially on the field. Like I had teammates who challenged me every single day. Guys who like didn't let me coast. Like I said, held me accountable. Guys that made me practice harder than games sometimes. And like when I think about guys like that, I think about guys like that were in my linebacker room. Like I think about first and foremost, the guys that were there when I got there. I think about Deshaun Davis. I think about Darrell Williams. I think about Montavious Atkinson. Like those three set the standard for us coming in. as freshmen, and they showed us how to be leaders. They showed us how to prepare, and they showed us like what it took to be SEC linebackers. And so like they made me better. Like being in that room, I got better for sure. Barely playing my first 2 years really, because those were the old heads in the room and they were vets and they were showing us the way. And so those three set the standard. Like they showed me like what it took, like I said, to prepare the right way. Not just watching film and things like that, but how to practice, bro. Like every single day we put on pads when I was at Auburn, while Coach Steele was the defense coordinator, we did Tiger Drill. And that was just pretty much lining up across from each other, hitting each other. Because like every single time you strap up, it's an attitude. And that's just the kind of way we practice. Like they embedded that in us. And like that went a long way, because like to play this game, you got to have an attitude. And so like I picked up that attitude, that kind of like that nastiness that you need to play the position at Auburn. Like I came in as a good player, but I wasn't like, there's a different level of physicality that you got to take it to in order to play in the ACC. And so I developed that at Auburn, especially being behind those three with the coach that we had, the kind of system that we had, the defensive players that we had around us. Like it was too many dogs around to not bite. So you got to bite if you're around so many dogs. And so I think about the old school Malzahn H-backs. Like he had some H-backs back when I first got to school. Like now it's just tight ends. You don't really see too many H-backs no more. But like he had like Chandler Cox, Spencer Nye, and it was just so many other guys behind those guys. Like those dudes were nasty, especially in practice. And so those were, you know, pretty much the guys we was going up against every single day. And so like a guy like Spencer Nye, who was a walk-on when he came to Auburn, but he was probably like one of the most physical people, one of the nastiest people, you know, especially on our team. But, you know, just going out every day to practice, like you better strap up or you're going to get put on your ass. And so I learned that early on, and like going against those H-backs, especially back then when it was a lot of running, a lot of power, a lot of counter, a lot of just headbanging. And so, yeah, those guys made me better. Being in that room with those older guys made me better. And then just as I became the older guy, like even a guy like my previous guest, Owen, coming in. Now, he was a younger guy, but he pushed me to be better. Like coming in, he was a highly rated recruit, and we pushed each other. And one thing that I always admired about him is we never had any animosity towards each other, because in all honesty, he really came in and took my position, like in all honesty. But I'm a strong believer in what's meant for me will be for me. And like, I would help him. Like we would work out together. We would get the group together to do extra work and things like that, because like I knew I was going to be okay. Like I knew I was taken care of, but my time was coming for sure. But it's just being a great teammate. And like he was a great teammate to me as well, because even when I was down, he would always pick me up and encourage me. And so like that's why we still have such a great bond, because it was never any jealousy, any animosity. And so like I know it nowadays it's a different day and age in college football, but if I would have taken that situation and picked my stuff up and left, like maybe I don't reap the benefits of everything that was coming my way if I would have up and left Auburn just because something wasn't going my way. And so I think about guys like that were just really, really great teammates that pushed me to be better. Another thing that Auburn really gave me was a true, true brotherhood. Like not just social media friendships or temporary friendships, like a really lifelong bonds that you'll take with you for the rest of your life. I'm talking about a dude who was the best man in my wedding, like the godfather to one of my sons. And I gained all of that from playing football at Auburn. And so like, I don't meet these kind of people unless I end up at Auburn. And so like, I'm forever grateful, forever indebted to Auburn University, because it's bigger than football. So like we celebrate each other's kids being born. Like I'm in a group message still right now to this day with former linebackers that I played with during my time at Auburn. And we're actually picking back up a series and going back to conducting weekly Bible studies. And like, that's something we picked up on at Auburn, like through Brother Chet. And we all got closer to God, got closer to each other through Brother Chet. And so that's something that we've continued to do. And we've kind of lost our way a little bit here lately, but we've started to pick it back up here. And so I'm excited about that, just to reconnect with those guys. And like, we still have a group message that's been going on for years and years and years. Like, that's how close we are, just because we were all together at Auburn going through the same things, experiencing the same things, and like really just walking through life together. And I reminisce on the moments of us like just going to the game room and playing spades tournaments. Like, we would have spades tournaments. Like, we play Tonk. We play so many different card games. And we would go down there damn near as a team. Like, it started off in just a couple of our rooms upstairs in the dorms. Like, me, my boy TD, Tyrone Truesdale, Alec, and a couple of our other friends. Like, we would just get together all the time and just play games. Like, we had game nights pretty much every single night, damn near. And like, that's just the kind of stuff we used to do. And that just trickled down into the rest of the team. And next thing you know, we got pretty much the whole team. The summertime of 2019, just down there playing cards together, like just having a good time, joking, having a good time. And so, yeah, like, I think about moments like that. And I think about, that's why we were so close in 2019. Like, we used to spend pretty much every moment together during that offseason. Like, just things like that. Like, that's just stuff you'll never forget. Now, this part is tough. This is where we make that switch to the on the field. Auburn had so many dogs that came through during my time as players that I played with, competed with, went to war with. And so I've shared the field with so many great players. Like, it's hard to just sit here and name, like, who I feel like the best players I played with were. So I'm just going to name a few of my favorite, maybe some underrated guys who I feel like didn't get enough attention or enough love. But we're just going to start with, first and foremost, like, probably one of the most special players that I was able to lay my eyes on when I was at Auburn was Kerryon Johnson, just because, like, what he was able to do on a week-to-week basis was incredible. And, like, I would see him, like, really put the work in into his craft and, like, really take care of his body, because he was never the biggest guy. He wasn't even the fastest guy, but like, I saw him, like, always in the training room, always putting the work in, always preparing the right way. And, like, what he was able to do was incredible, because, like, he was banged up sometimes, but, like, he wouldn't even really go out there and practice sometimes and just show up on Saturday and, like, was Superman. And so, like, yeah, I always was, like, making sure I was perked up on the sideline, being able to watch what the offense was doing my freshman year, because he was pretty much going to put on a show week in and week out. And so, I think he was a big reason why we ended up winning those two games at the end of the year against number one opponents towards the end of the year against Georgia and Alabama. And honestly, if he doesn't get hurt in that last game versus Alabama, I think we beat Georgia in the SEC championship game, to be honest with you. So, yeah, he was an incredible player, man. Ended up going on to play in the NFL for a couple of years and now coaching. But he was definitely one of the more special players that I was able to put my eyes on, man, and just – obviously, Derrick Brown, just being a physical freak and just a monster. I was able to play with him in Carolina for a couple of years, too. So he's actually probably one of my longest tenured teammates ever, like, unless you go back to the guys I grew up with playing pound ball, middle school, high school with. But, yeah, he was just – he's always been different, honestly. Just the strength and the power and – yeah, just – and one thing about him, too, is, like, he's a goofball. So it's like – He can just turn on that switch, man, where it's like off the field, you wouldn't think he is a monster, like, in the way that he plays. But, like, he's such a chill dude and good guy to be around, funny, always making light of the moment. But, man, the second he stepped on that field to strap up, it's like he's just a man amongst boys. And so it just – I've never really been able to see somebody be able to flip that kind of switch. And so he was probably that first instance for me to be able to see that up close in person, and be able to see a big man be that strong and be able to move other big men that easy. Like, yeah, that's different, boy. And so he's definitely one of the more different ones for sure. I think about dudes who came through and maybe not had as much success, but like, where you talking about freaks, talking about like a guy like Nick Coe. He was a dude who was like 6'5", 6'6", 280, like strong as an ox, fast, and like you talk about physical freak, he's probably one of the more freakier dudes who came through Auburn. I just always wish he would have been able to put it all together at the right time, at the same time, because it was no like ceiling on what he could have did. And so those are probably some of the more physically gifted guys that I play with. And then some of my favorite teammates, guys who just worked hard, maybe underdogs, bro, but like were damn good. I think about dudes like Ryan Davis, bro. He's one of my favorite players, man. And I just told him this not too long ago because like, I just admired the way he just always kept his head down and worked. And like, he never really got so too much hype. But bro, every time Ryan Davis used to touch that football, bro, I'm getting on my feet because I got to see what's going on, dog. Like, he was that electric. And like, he was undersized. Like, you would look at him and had no idea he played football, bro. But the second he put that 2-3 on, he going crazy. And so like, yeah, I used to be able to love to watch him play ball, man. And so he's probably one of my favorite underrated players to come through Auburn. I used to love Sean Shivers, another undersized dude, but like he had that attitude, man. And like, he come from Florida, bro. And there's like nothing you can really tell him by himself because he already that confident. So I used to love that, bro. And like, he not going for nothing from nobody. And so that attitude was contagious, man. Like anybody who was around him, that attitude was contagious, and they'll be able to tell you for sure. And another guy I used to love also as well was Cam Martin. Like Cam Martin was also one of the hardest workers on the team. Maybe didn't always get his shine, didn't always get his opportunity the way he may have wanted, but he was also an example for me of a guy who, if you just keep your head down, like everything will work out in your favor. And it might not look how you wanted to look all the time, but man, like you talk about a good dude, a guy who was always willing to pour into others, always accountable, always on time. Like you just talk about a great teammate. Everybody tell you Cam Martin was that for sure. And so those are probably just some of the guys. I could keep going down the list on and on, man. If you talk about all the guys I played ball with, man, especially the linebackers I played with, like played with some special dudes, man. Like my junior year, like we whole room NFL guys. And so like I just played with so many talented players, man, so many guys that I went to war with that, you know, memories that I'll cherish forever. And as we wind this thing down, man, just want to share like maybe just one or two favorite moments that I had at Auburn that I just remember vividly and would cherish forever, man. One being first time I ran out of that tunnel in Jordan Hare, man, my freshman year. We had a home game. It was Georgia Southern. And I'm excited because, one, I know I'm going to play. And two, this is my first time running out with a full stadium, man. It's a home game. And I'll never forget just the pictures of all of that fire extinguisher smoke and my jersey coming out of the tunnel. It was like a welcome to the SEC moment, welcome to Auburn moment. And I'll never be able to forget like that moment, how I felt in that moment, realizing that I'm here and, you know, just ready for the journey that lies ahead, crazy journey that lies ahead. And so that's just something that I always vividly remember. And then one cool story that I always vividly remember is about the 2019 Iron Bowl, man. Just that play where Zacoby takes that 100-yard pick six off the back of Najee Harris back for a touchdown in the Iron Bowl, man. Like a cool thing that people don't really know about that story is like right before that play, if you go and watch the play, like I'm on the field and I would lean over and I tell Big Cat Bryant, who was the edge rusher at the time, to just go. Because we were in a defense where we were pretty much tangoing the tight end, where if the tight end blocks out, he has Big Cat will lock on and he'll guard him. If he blocks down or releases, I'll lock on and I'll guard him. But this particular instance, I just looked at Big Cat and I was like, bro, forget all of that. Like in this moment, just go. And sure enough, it was a boot rollout pass. And if you look, I was telling Big Cat this right before the play, and he just took off and ran straight to Mac Jones. And right as soon as Mac Jones turned around, that's why he had to get rid of that ball like that, and throw it quicker than he wanted to, because Najee Harris was actually wide open, to be honest with you. But because he had to throw the ball like that, it was behind him. It was able to fall into Jacoby's hands, and he was able to take it back 100 yards and really flip the game on his head. And so, like, when I talk about trust, like having trust in your teammates and having trust in what you see and what you know, and just going with it, and your teammates having that trust in you, like, it allows you to do things like that. And so if Big Cat wouldn't have trusted me to just be like, yo, go, like, don't worry about the tight end, like, I got him, just go. Maybe he would have been a half a step slower, and maybe he wouldn't have pressured Mac Jones like that and made him throw the ball like that. And so, yeah, just having that kind of trust in each other, man, just continue to build that camaraderie on and off the field. Like, that's what makes teams special and ultimately help you win games. And so, yeah, just winding down, man, just obviously appreciative of every guy that I met along the way, my journey, building that brotherhood in that locker room, and just my memories that'll last forever, because that's what makes Auburn special, the people and the teammates that I play with. And so, yeah, man, I'm appreciative. And as always, War Eagle, if you like this episode, man, like, share, and subscribe, and we'll catch y'all on the next one.